From Brill Legal Group, New York's premier criminal defense and disciplinary hearings law firm. This is Justice, one client at a time.
Do not run from police in a domestic violence assault case. A recent domestic assault case highlights what you should not do when confronted by police over such allegations. Failure to cooperate with authorities can result in additional charges on top of the original offense. A 32-year-old man was arrested after a domestic violence incident led to a police chase in Steuben County, New York. According to New York State Police, Jared Panapinto allegedly hit his wife several times and tried to use a chair to strike her. Officers spotted him leaving his home. A police chase ensued when he failed to stop for them. Police eventually managed to stop Panapinto's vehicle on I-390 North. Panapinto is now facing multiple traffic violations and charges, including felony assault with intent to cause physical injury with a weapon and reckless endangerment. He was also charged with fleeing an officer, criminal mischief, reckless driving, and aggravated unlicensed operation. Running away from the police made the situation worse for the defendant. Once the police arrive at the scene of a domestic violence incident, chances are the alleged abuser will get arrested. The important thing to remember in such a scenario is to remain silent to protect your rights. Try to stay as calm as possible and behave civilly to the police, no matter how they treat you. Any signs of aggressive behavior can be used against you in the future. Many different types of offenses may be charged as domestic assault in New York, including stalking, reckless endangerment, inflicting serious bodily injury, and sexual assault. If you are facing domestic assault charges, contact a skilled New York criminal defense attorney right away. Brill Legal Group can craft an effective legal strategy to protect your rights and freedom.
Are your rights in jeopardy? Call Brill Legal Group at 888-315-9841. Again, that's 888-315-9841. Or visit us online at brilllegal.com. That's brill-legal.com. This podcast may be freely shared, but may not be modified or edited in any way. This is an attorney advertisement. Unless the host introduced themselves as an attorney, they are a non-attorney spokesperson. This podcast is for information only and is not presented as legal advice. Listening or subscribing to this podcast does not in any way create an attorney-client relationship. The hiring of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely on advertisements.